The recording has started.
TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, October 12, 2018. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Hey, good morning, TNT. Let's get this Friday party started here. Okay, Ray, what's
okay.
Talk?
Let's see. Let's review the updates that we sent out on Thursday, and we'll take it from there. First thing was the central bank reports that deleting the three zeros is still intended to take place, and possibly soon. This project was targeted for launch in 2011 and met political opposition, and then again in 2014, but was postponed due to ISIS. Iraqi TV reports that October 24th is the deadline for cabinet submittals. Then parliament will vote on the received names. Reports indicate that Prime Minister-designate Mahdi and his members are prepared to meet the October 24 deadline to complete the cabinet and send to Parliament for approval. Then in addition to that, we have an order to prevent escaping prosecution. Prime Minister Abadi and Prime Minister-designate Mahdi are setting travel bans for those politicians who have been accused of corruption. And those were the updates that we shared on yesterday that takes us into today's topics and conversation.
Okay. We can talk about all that. But the first topic for today is congratulations to our Mod Idaho USA. Today is her fifth year as being a mod doing the banners. And she has not missed one call in 5 years. So I want to say congratulations.
But
I don't know why. But more importantly, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of TNT. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get to about the business. Guys, all we're seeing is, and I got some really good news for you guys before we get to what you call it? What's CIA's area code number?
212. Pick one.
We see all these articles coming out, guys. Everything now is about, well, two things. Still about forming the government. So let's get out. They said they're going to have it done by the 24th. Could come even before then. All right. We know what's going on there. Everybody's still battling about who the ministers are going to be. Well, actually, they submitted their names. They submitted applications on. It shut out yesterday. It asked each group to submit four names on their own, which they had done. And they're still kind of pressuring Mahdi on who they want to get in there because they still want their people. The good thing this time is he absolutely is not going with nepotism, family, anything else, and you must have a degree or some knowledge in the ministry that you're trying to get to see them. So that's different. So it's not all about, you know, cousin, uncle, buddy, best friend type deal. They're trying to do something different, which is a good thing on that side. The other side, we keep seeing all these articles about 3-0 notes, these coming out, new category notes coming out, we're replenishing with 3,000. They're doing all this, again, re-educating the people and letting them know what's about to happen and explaining it as they're going along, if you can understand it. But we have some idiots out there thinking that all of them are going to walk around with 10,000, 25,000 notes in their pocket once the revalue happens or reinstatement happens or once they change the rate, that everybody's over there going to have that. If they are, I'm trying to figure, why are they still dropping the three zeros? Why are they saying that the currency is going to go side by side? They didn't say up and down, highest to the lowest. They said they're going to run side by side. So, trust me, this is about to happen. Putting out the 3-0 notes, they will go side by side, like they said, because you're not going to have half the country walking around with 10,000 dinar in their pocket that equals 30,000 U.S. dollars or 40,000 each one of those bills. That's not going to happen. Now, it's not going to equal that in their country, but the value of it. Now, we have $10,000 bills here in the U.S. We have $1,000 bills here in the U.S. We went through that, and they're still legal if you can get them. And believe me, they don't just hand them out, but they are still valued currency right today. But they think every mom, pop, Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to walk around with 1,000 dinar in their pocket, $1,000 bills, which is not going to happen. They're going to have the lower denoms, 1, 2, 5, 10, 100s, just like we do, okay, 500s or 250s, and those walk around with them and pay for things for the people who don't want to use the banks yet. They're still trying to get everybody over there using their cards, using electronic system to make purchases with. It's just going to take time to pull these notes back off the street. Trust me, we don't even have to argue about it. If the idiot tells you something else, then let an idiot be an idiot. But we're going to see what happens when it goes live. Okay? So, speaking of live, and why are they putting this out? And they said they're going to put out a large number of lower category notes. And again, the argument over the signature, everything they're saying now is the education, get ready. They have a video out. It was on TV today, explaining it to the people once again, what they're doing, why they're doing it. We actually have the video, and I've already had it interpreted. So telling them that why they're putting out the lower notes because of the economy and everything else, and they're getting ready to do it. So what you guys want to know is what we all want to know. Oh, this is the other thing, because we've had some idiots throughout the years. Even the articles they put out now, which tells you they tried to and wanted to do this in 2011. It's in black and white. We wanted to do this 7 years ago. We tried to do it, but we wanted to do this 2014, scheduled it again. We were scheduled and ready to do it in 2014, but, and we are ready to do it again right now. Nobody can say it was fake. Nobody can say this has been made up, lie, nothing else, when they are now putting it out there for everybody to see, even with dates of when they had attempted to do it. Now, they didn't put all the dates, because I know they tried them 5 times in 1 year, so I already know that. But they did put enough to let people know they didn't just come up with this idea yesterday, and it has been for a while. And they've been attempting to get everything in place to do it for a while. So, again, any of those idiots tell you this is never going to happen, that it's all fake and everything else, let them read it. They probably can't read, so you probably going to have to explain it to them. Okay? So that's where we go with that. What you guys want to know is The banks had a big meeting last night going through everything. They had a big meeting today, or they have one scheduled, a regional meeting for today. As of Wednesday, when we got off the call, they were excited, as they are now, about the next 72 hours. That's what they're excited about, the next 72 hours. So, and I cut that really down for you guys. The next 72 hours, they are excited about something. So, what would I be doing if I was you? Oh, I'm going to give you guys this because it's crazy. But I'm telling you, it's crazy before I even give it to you. Okay? The Zim on the screen was 77 cents before it went gray. That was the last rate that the guy saw on the screen was 77 cents. I don't know how in the world that could even be possible. I just don't. But that's what was on the screen. So I'm giving it to you like I give it. God knows I hope it is 77 cents, but that wasn't supposed to happen for another 18 months. But there's an article out today about Zimbabwe, and their government is guaranteeing people that the Zimbabwe note will be equal with the dollar 1-to-1. That's what it says. Will be equal to the dollar 1-to-1. That's their goal. So all the information is coming out for everybody to see. So was this delayed? Will this be delayed? Oh, yeah, this could delay everything. I mean, totally wipe everything out, move us to 5 years from now. If there's just one more hurricane, if we have one more hurricane, one more tornado, or if it rains too hard, this would be over. That was a joke. Because I heard that this morning, some idiot talking about this was delayed because of the hurricane, everything else. Guys, the whole world don't care that something happened in Florida. You think the whole world's going to stop what they're doing every time something happens in the United States? Nobody else is going to do business? Nobody else is going to go forward with anything? Come on, let's be better than that. All right? Let's be smarter than that. Anyway, because you got people not laughing with you. They're laughing at you when you say things like that. Trust me, they're laughing at you. All right, Ray, what did I forget? I'm sure she's going to tell me.
I think that was
anyway.
It.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a Friday like we want it to be Friday, so we can look for the weekend. And if we don't, so we can look for Monday and see what's going on, guys. There's some things going on. Oh, what I didn't tell you guys. I just decided I can't tell you. So anyway, don't worry about it. There's good things that pushed it towards this weekend and Monday. And we'll wait and see what happens. All right. We got some questions to answer?
Okay. SJT 1950 starts off with asking about the Sterling situation. Is it just Sterling or other or all dinar dealers? It's just Sterling only. The whole case from beginning was about Sterling only, and the end result is going to be about Sterling only because that was their particular case. And for those members that were worried about their currency being legitimate, that was not part of the case anyway. So you don't have to worry about any other currency not being legitimate currency if you bought it from Sterling or any other dealer. So rest easy on all that. All that fraud was about was the way that they were marketing the currency. Nothing to do with the currency being real. So you guys rest easy on all of that with Sterling. Did you want to say anything to that, Tony? I'll go to the next person.
Yeah, but I might say a whole lot more. So.
Okay, so that's good for right now. Okay, Rimfire says, it was said, set aside 50% for tax. How long do we hold it before long-term investing it? My thought is June, last day to file. What do each of you think? June. How is June the last day to file?
He was thinking
the last day was June to file the tax return. So how long should we set aside the 50% before investing?
Okay.
Long-term investing.
You can get a June date, and then you can get an October date, an extension on your taxes. So you get an extension. And then if you
But generally,
are
those extensions... But hold up. Those extensions don't give you an extension to pay. It just gives you an extension to file, from what I remember. If they gave you an extension to June to get your return in, but you should send money in by April 15 on what you think your taxes are going to be, and you have the extension to actually file the return later, but not an extension to pay the debt. Keep that in mind, folks. Check and make sure. My memory isn't as good as it used to be, but I think I'm right.
All right, there you go. What was the other question then? Was there another question?
Well, you know, I want to talk on it for a second. He said long-term investing. Now, as far as what I set aside, I'm definitely going to be doing short-term investing with it up until April the next year if it's a tax that's going to be due. Now, as far as long-term investing, I won't even put those monies into long-term until it's settled one way or the other. Tax due and paid, or no tax due at all, then I would drop it into long-term investing. But that was the basis of that question, I thought, the long-term investing. So, Wardell.
They're going to have to put out some kind of directive when this thing happens. It's too many people. You know, either it's 20 million, 30 million people that are going to be affected with this, the type of money. They're going to have to put out something to their IRS agents, because all of us are going to be calling the IRS wanting to know, is this taxable? Is it not taxable? What directive does it fall under? When can I get a copy of it? So they're going to have to do something for us, and they're going to have to put out something to their people. So we'll tell you what we'll do. We'll all have a tax day. How about that? We had a bank day. So 10 days after we have our giveaway, we'll wait 10 more days, and then everybody call the IRS on the same day. And then that'll draw their attention. Okay? All right.
You just got
we'll get an answer.
Then. Okay. Wardell 26 says, once this RV happens, will it float or what?
Yes, it will float. It will. 4X is going to drive it up. That's the answer.
Okay. All right. Jim in KC, please clear up the section of the update. You haven't read the section of the update, Jim. That was cleared up yesterday, 30 minutes after it was posted. Number two was Madi voted in. The update that I put in about the travel bans, escaping prosecution.
Oh, okay.
I left escaping out, but it was put back in. So I'm surprised he posted that question today, but hadn't looked at it, I guess. But anyway, his second question was, Mahdi voted in yesterday's parliament meeting? If he was, did they also do the swearing in? If not, was a date set for either or both of those steps?
The date that has been set is by the 24th, is what they said. Either on or before the 24th of this month. They're going to go in with the ministers. They're going to vote. And if the ministers pass, he passes, sworn in, it's all over.
Okay. Member Gleemast says, I am hearing that the Chinese currency is replacing Iran's in the basket. Have you heard anything?
No. I've not heard anything about the Chinese currency placing Iran in the basket. Let me tell you guys what happened with the Chinese currency so you know. It was placed in the SDR. Okay, formally in the SDR on Monday, which means it is now global reserve currency. Can be used globally in place of the dollar, which is what we've been talking about for the last 10 years. And 10 years ago, I know, even not 5 years ago, I told you that was going to happen. And that is the start of the downfall of the dollar. Especially now with what's going on, people will have, all those other countries will have the option of using the yuan instead of the U.S. dollar globally. And you would think, since it's all in the SDR, it would have to be on par value, but it's not. Our Treasury, Mnuchin, is complaining that China is taking the yuan down below 7, 6, 5, devaluing it against the dollar to get more out of it and to get more people to use it. Believe me, they have a plan, and they've had a plan, and they operate to make the yuan the global currency. And because of some of the things that's happening with different countries now, and we're forcing them to do things, it's going to happen a whole lot faster than it would have happened. Because our country is being isolated by our own choice. Our country is restricting others and what they can do with each other. And that's why the 7 IMFs came up. Not 5, but 7 of them. So they can do things in their own area without the dollar. But now if they go outside their area, they still don't have to use the dollar. They can use the yuan now, which further, don't want to say devalues our dollar, because that's what eventually happens, but it decreases the influence of the U.S. dollar, which decreases the influence of our country, just so we all know what's really going on. But just get more dollars, because that's all you can do about it, is get more dollars. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, Real 1-9000. I hope you're listening. He says, I received this from my intel source. Can you confirm any of this? No, we cannot. We are not here to confirm or deny anyone else's intel. We are here to share with you our intel. Now, you take our intel and any other intel that you get from any other source and mix it up in any kind of basket that you want and accept whatever phase of it you want to accept. But we're not here to dispel or deny what someone else is telling you. That's not the focus for this. It's not our platform. We're just here to give you what we have received and to share with you what we know that we can share. Any additional comments, Sir Tony?
I don't know if the tornado stopped the RV from happening yesterday or not. I mean, the hurricane. No, I'm just joking. That's just a joke. Sorry. Bad joke. That was so stupid.
This is a list of things here that we're not even going to entertain. But anyway, Bull 33 says, do you think the bank will give contract rate for dinars under $100,000?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Doesn't seem likely,
but anyway. Guys, the bank has got to get something out of it, too. They can't just hand them in. If you have under $100,000, they think you're going to blow that money in 90 days anyway, to tell you the truth. So they're going to try and get it places where they can get it right back as an investment opportunity somewhere. I mean, they're in business to make money, not give away money. And most people under $100,000, and I'm sorry, this is all they have, but that's how the bank's going to look at it. I can promise you that, because they didn't even want to process people under $100,000. I mean, they were forced into doing that. Okay?
Okay. Cute Boy says, good morning, guys. Question, have you heard from any Iraqi birdies singing about an article to come out in the coming days that made mention of the 50 and the 100 dinar notes? Articles not confirmed by me yet. Or if anyone over there has seen them any at all or just talking about them yet. Sure, cute boy, we've already shared that information. You must have missed it. Didn't we talk about it on the other call, Tony? 150 dinars?
Yeah, and I think the article is already posted in the forum. So, yeah, maybe he's just a day late.
But. Okay. Blessing from Heaven says, if I am going to North Carolina next week and live in Tennessee, can I exchange in North Carolina? Check your district maps. I can't remember if Tennessee is in the same district with North Carolina. So if the district rules apply, and if Tennessee is not in the same district, then the answer is going to be no. They're going to tell you to go to your district where you live. Now, if you are moving to North Carolina, that's different. But if you just come in here to visit, which is what we pretty much prefer, most of you, if you have North Carolina on your mind, just come for a visit and get right back out. I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry. But check the district map. This is the best thing that I can tell you right now. Blessing from Heaven. And if it's in the same district, no problem. But if it's in a different district, you can call the 800 number if we have it next week and have it posted and explain to them your situation and see if they'll make a consideration for you. Any other comment, Tony, on that one?
Everybody's welcome to North Carolina. Somebody told me they stopped in there last week and nicest people they ever met. That's what I heard.
Oh, sure. You all are welcome to come and visit. Just all right, don't step down any hoops. Okay, Nineball says, I thought the purpose of the contract rate was to give the people with small amounts of dinar a chance to get a lot of money. No?
That is the purpose. That's what he said. They would rather give it to people with the small amounts rather than people with the large amounts because they don't want idiot billionaires or whatever he said. Yeah. A bunch of idiots to be billionaires. They'd rather have a bunch of idiot millionaires.
Idiot millionaires?
Yeah. So, it didn't make sense. But he did say they would give it to the lower people first. I just don't think they're going to go below 100,000. You got 20,000, so they give it to you. So you end up with 200,000, and you still spend it in 90 days. Now, I could be off base. That could be their dream. Get him out the way, and do that. But that wouldn't make sense to me. If I was giving away the contract rate and I was a bank, I'm giving it to some people where I can use it at. Well, we can, you know, put our money to work, yours and mine, and make money. So we'll see what happens. The first ones that go in, ask for the contract rate, come back to the board and tell everybody. This is what I had, and I got the rate. So everybody else can go do the same thing. If you're going to be first, you might as well go in there and ask for everything and come back and help everybody else. And that could be your contribution.
That's right. Help your fellow man.
That's right.
All right. Let's go talk live. First caller, 631 area code.
Guys.
Hey, sir.
I have one major question.
All right.
What makes you guys so smart?
Reading.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Really.
All right. Here's
thank you for the compliment.
We are so smart because, yes, we read everything. Yes, because we watch American TV, Russian TV, Korean TV, and we watch the news and we see everything. We are so smart because people in different countries call us and say, here, this is what I have. This is what's going on. We are so smart because people right here in our country who work with the banks, the Treasury in Washington, D.C., call and say, this is what I got. This is what I'm hearing. Everything else. People in Kurdistan, people in Iraq, people in the green zone. Those people make us smart.
Wow.
Now, even though you said that, a lot of people don't think we're too smart.
Well, those are the guys that are sitting on their hands wondering what's going on.
Yep. So,
and
we'll
so
see what happens.
I just to put all, I'm sure everybody that listens to this call is very thankful for you guys. And
all right, thank you, sir.
And God bless and everybody, especially, you know, what you're doing. So thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. 951 area code. You are on.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Tony, you had mentioned that after the call Wednesday that the banks were really getting excited, and you had mentioned the 72-hour window. Was that window from Wednesday, or is that 72-hour window from today right now?
72 hours from this very call. They're excited.
Okay. Okay, number two, question number two, sitting of the government, is that still important to you that you think this has to have, the sitting of the government has to take place first before we actually do the RV?
Personally, that's what I thought they were waiting for. It made sense to me to make sure everything was finalized and then they could pop it out. But because they're putting out so many articles, about dropping the three zeros, everything, because they're putting that out, because the bank is so excited, and I should say banks because it was multiple, and I like it when they all get on the same page and they're all saying the same thing, then okay. And because of the one thing that I said, I couldn't tell you guys. I was going to tell you guys, but nobody else
nope.
is talking about it yet, and I don't even know if they know it occurred. So I can't do that part. But all of that leads me to think they're not going to wait till the 24th.
Okay. Okay, now, and I guess the question I have then for the sitting of the government, are you talking about just having the Speaker, President, Prime Minister in place, or are you talking about the Speaker, President, Prime Minister, and the full Cabinet leadership in positions filled?
Okay, we can't get a Prime Minister until he gets his ministers, right?
Okay.
They all have to be voted in together. When that occurs, which should be by the 24th, they will have a government in place.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Other than what you have shared, is there any other information you can give us about why the next 72 hours is looking super hot?
No, not other than what I just tell you. All the banks, I mean, they had meetings and conference calls yesterday. They're having regional meetings today. Again, they're setting things up for the next 72 hours. So I already told you that part. And other than what I can't tell you, then no, that's it. We're just going to.
Okay.
I mean, Iraq is ready.
Right,
we're ready to do it. That's why they keep putting out all these articles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, super. And any update on the dong, please? Any pricing update on that?
Nope, didn't even ask.
I
didn't even ask for the VIN. He just gave it to me. Said this is what was on the screen. So
77 cents. That's great. Okay, sounds good. Hey, appreciate the information. You guys have a great weekend. Hopefully, we can go to the banks, but. I appreciate the information very much, Tony and Ray. You have a good day, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Take care now. You too. Bye-bye.
Buddy, bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's another dynamite day here in the USA, and ladies and gentlemen, of the currency community, for those of you who are new to this call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, your donations are what is needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order, made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, please make your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us out here in the currency community. Thank you to your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be ready for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You know, G-Man, even though your position is not a paid position, I'm hoping that after today I can send you a letter letting you know that you've been relieved. And we no longer
right.
need
I'd like
services.
That. I would like that very much. Thank you so much. Then I'll be able to come down and enjoy some of that barbecue with y'all.
Yes, sir.
Man,
sure.
That'll be a good
anyway,
thing.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do. It takes a load off of my shoulders. I'm trying to remember to do it. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, amen to that, and have a great weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, Tony, you know who's up now, right? Can you tell by the sound?
Yeah. I wonder how come I always feel like I'm being...
You have to
say
who
you're calling in. I'm being interrogated. Like, here. I'm sitting there. Okay. Good morning. How are you?
865,
a.k.a.
404.
AKA 770-470. It's not 212, so don't get them confused with that one here. Appreciate your call once again. Make this short and sweet, if I may. Acknowledged in our blessing for the acronym I saw in the TNT chat. I appreciate that. And also congrats to Idaho USA. I want to say congrats on that as well. Looking here, knowing that the IMF World Bank meetings are going on as we speak, or they've just adjourned, anything happening out of there that would have had any impact on the revaluation process?
It could have. I don't know what happened there, but it's possible. Yeah.
Okay. At this stage, any holidays on the horizon for Iraq? They're notorious for declaring holidays in 24 hours. Have they let you know that they're going to be having any holidays soon?
Yep, what's today?
Well, this
today
is their
the
holy
12th.
Day. This is the 12th.
Yep, but their holiday is 13, 14, 15. They're having a three-day holiday.
Okay. Which segues in a clarification. You had made a reference, I believe it was on the last call, about the currency showing the date, October 12th, 2018. Was that printed in Arabic as the month October or whatever they call it, and then the number 12, or was it showing up as 10-12-2018? Did they clarify that?
The currency itself in the article had 2018 AD, which no specific date.
Okay,
the
okay.
Arabic date came out to October the 10th.
October 10th, okay. Because my concern, I must admit, was like, and I don't want to be throwing cold water on it, is that, you know, if it were in the numeral thing of 10-12-2018, we would read it as October 12th, 2018. But over there, they might be reading it as
December 10th.
And it's like, no. I don't want to be waiting any further than that, but I wanted a clarification on that one as well. And also, thank you for the clarification in terms of why you weren't going on and telling us what the good things for this weekend and Monday that you thought better of this, and that's why you weren't telling us. But you kind of told us a little bit more on it, so I appreciate that as well. And hopefully this is our finale, Fantabulouser Friday, the last post or pre-RV call, and that the next one would be post-RV, telling us what we're supposed to be doing on the exchange centers. And 10 days from that, our great Pay It Forward project. And then 10 days beyond that, Tony getting everybody in trouble or yourself
right.
in trouble for having suggested that further one. So we won't do that one, Ray, on that one. Again, have a great weekend. We appreciate everything that you say and do for us as well. Have a great one. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 202.
Have a good weekend.
Area code, you are on. 202. 202. This is the same number I called on Wednesday that didn't speak up until the second time. There you are.
Hello?
Hello.
Ray, can you hear me?
Yes.
Ray,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to ask you again about the ZIM. If they're going up, and Tony said it was 77 cents, right? Does that mean 77 million or what?
That's what it would mean if it comes out.
Oh, okay. Keep on going up a little bit more.
Now, we don't know that. And again, I said I told you guys that because that's what was on the screen.
Right.
That is just absolutely ridiculous to me. But so was 28.50 for dinar. So we know that's true in the other ones. But 77, and again, it was supposed to get there in 18 months. But he said it was the last number he saw on the screen before it got grayed out. And, I mean,
yeah. I hope it's true. I have enough of them to get to that billion mark.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's why I hope it's true.
I hope it's true,
sir.
Too.
I know, because we can be in that billion mark together.
We sure will.
Sounds good.
Hey, that's it. Then once again, I appreciate what you guys do. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right.
724 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, we have a question with the double dip thing. We have five currencies, the Zen, the Dong, Dinar, Rupiah, and Afghan currency. Okay. So we have to RV all five of them at one time?
No. You can exchange it whenever you want to.
Well, how does the double dip come in then?
So, let me see. They weren't going to do one currency and let you exchange it and then announce the other one. That would have been double dipping, right?
Okay.
Because you would have taken that money from that person. So that's why all the currencies are going to come out at one time to stop people from double dipping. You just go exchange it because you're going to be going up. So we got that. So that moved that double dip out the way, right?
I'm trying
right?
to follow it. So
okay.
I would.
If all the currencies come out at one time, there is no double dipping.
Okay.
Because you can't use one money to buy the other one because now they have that rate there. Got it? Let me just do it a different way. Okay, the dinar is $4 and the dong is 47 cents.
Okay.
So if they would have let the dinar come out first by itself and you make $4 million and then you could use that to go buy the dong at its current price of $39 per million, and it come out at 47, that would have been double dipping, right?
Yes.
Because you use one money to buy the other one, and you'd become a $100 billionaire. So
okay.
They're all going to come out at the same time so that you can't do that. That stops all the double dipping right there,
okay,
as far
so,
as that's concerned.
So I could take some of my dong, go to the bank, get some cash. In the meantime, I set up my appointment, and I take my ZIM and everything else in and just cash out then. And that's not a problem.
You could do that. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay. That would work.
Yep. Now, you want me to tell you how you can double dip?
Okay.
I can tell you.
I don't want to, but I want to keep from doing that.
You want to keep from doing that?
Yeah.
All right. So, let me see.
I don't want a future problem. I just want to get the cash and we're done.
Okay. It's not a future problem, guys. It's a drive the market problem. If you go and you exchange and it comes out at $4 and you know that it's going up to $8, then what do? Or do you think it is? Whatever. So if I get $4 million and then I turn around and I reinvest $2 million and wait till it go up to $6 million or $7 million, then I just make an extra $2-3 million.
Right.
Yes, because it went up an extra $3. And I actually double dip because I exchanged, then I went out and I reinvested into the same currency as it goes up. Now, you can't wait to the last minute and catch it coming down because you lose your money. And only people who have enough money to do this should even be doing it. But in this person, this is my personal opinion. So, okay? And this is not giving anybody any financial advice. But something I would look at doing, because I feel when he said it could go up to $16, that it might. I feel that it'll probably go up to $12. I don't know. My committee guy said they're going to try and cap it at $8. So, but anywhere in there, I figure it's going to go up from $4, and I can make some more money with my money. But I always try to put my money to work on about nobody else. Okay?
All right.
Got it?
That it, sir? We good?
Hello?
Yes. That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty. 509 area code. You are on.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi there.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
Thank you. I have kind of a little something to share with you. One of my friends was with me yesterday, and we stopped off at her bank, which is a Wells Fargo. And she walked in, and she came out really excited. They had a huge sign that said Foreign Currency Exchange Center and an area for foreign currency exchange. There was nobody there, but the gal that knows what she has was with a customer, and they met eyes, and she did a thumbs up thing. So that's pretty telling, don't you think?
I think it's great. That's right. If it wasn't there yesterday and is there today, I would think something.
But something's going down, right?
That's right.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay.
I thought that was awesome. She came out really excited and told me about it. And it was never there before, and it was a huge sign.
All right. They probably had it in the back room.
Yeah.
Did you send her back in to ask?
Huh?
I was going to say, did you send her back in to ask when that was going to be open?
No, I didn't. She's on the phone with me if you'd like to talk to her.
Oh, no, it was just that question.
No, we like for her to go back and ask.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I'm just waiting on my phone call.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And that's one demerit for not asking already. But you can redeem yourself for that demerit.
Did you find out whether they're still using U.S. dollars in Iraq?
He said they were fading. Oh, I'm glad you said that. He said they are fading out the U.S. dollars, but they do not have the coins yet. Now, the article said they started passing them out on Saturday, so maybe that was just to the banks. But this guy is actually in the green zone, and they actually get everything last. So he said they didn't have the coins on the streets yet, but they might be in the banks waiting for the ones, twos, and fives to come out together. But they have been distributed to the banks once again, to my understanding. So
they're just they're phasing the U.S. dollar out, and there's not too much left there? Is that what you're saying?
That is my understanding, yes. And they've been doing that for a while. But even right there, again, in the green zone, he says they're starting to phase it out, and it's hard to find places where it's being used.
Oh,
which is what
we
want.
Well, we're close. I just feel it.
Yep, we're absolutely close. Almost there.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
Thank
ready.
You.
Thank you. Have
right.
a good
Me
day.
Too.
Okay. Alrighty. All right. Bye.
Bye.
4, 2, 3.
Ray. Ray.
Okay,
Ray. Hold on.
All right. Hold up. 4,
okay.
2, 3.
So I got somebody else wants to tell a story. So they sent me this text earlier. He said, if you want to share, I went into Chase yesterday to buy dong. I went to pick it up. It's usually behind the teller line. This time I had to retrieve it from a platform person, a wealth manager, which this branch never has. She introduced herself. If there's anything you can do in the future to help me, to let me know her. So anything she could do to help her in the future. So they changed the procedure in her bank of just even giving it out so the wealth manager could know who they were giving it to and to make sure they knew, introduced herself. So I guess she was kind of excited about that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Next caller, 423 area code. You are on.
All right. That's me. Hey,
that's
Tony.
You.
Hey, Ray.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
It's actually good afternoon here in Tennessee, but good morning to you and good
okay.
afternoon here to me. This is interesting, isn't it? This is an interesting ride, I'll tell you. You know, I'll tell you a thought that I have. I have several friends that have dinar, but I have five friends that they don't know where their dinar is. They have no idea where they put it. I wonder how many of the 20 million that they think have dinar are in that boat. What do you think? Over the journey.
I got a very good friend who's gone through a divorce and 3 moves, and I said, where's your dinar at? He said, I don't know. I think it's in one of them boxes in the garage. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I said, really? Okay. Yeah, really. I think it's in one of them boxes in the garage.
Oh, my God.
I think there's a whole lot of people like that don't have a clue where it's at.
I know it. So you wonder how it'll pan out because it's been so long coming and some people bought it so long ago and they haven't been keeping up with it. So, you know, they just probably have lost hope for it to happen. Another thought that I'm having, we talked about this a while ago on the calls about the wealth managers that were – buying dinar because they realized that it wasn't a scam, and when this thing happened, they were planning on doing their exchange and leaving. So we have banks that aren't equipped with wealth managers because why would they stay on a salary when they become multimillionaires? And then we have the people that are angry because they thought it wasn't going to happen, and now they see that it has. So how do you think that's going to work out for the atmosphere and the banks when we go to do an exchange?
Let me see. A bunch of people are going to be confused, anxious. I don't know that they're going to be mad at you, but mad at their bank and their bosses for telling them that it wasn't real when in fact was. And hopefully the bank has a way that they're going to deal with that. But the thing to remember is, you know, not to go in there. Don't get upset. Don't let them upset you. Don't get put on the list where you can't do exchanges at all. And still have confidence that they have, you know, people who do know what they're doing. The ones who signed ahead, who went through the training, and they couldn't buy, I'm sure their family members did, regardless of what it said. But
yeah,
they'll probably still be there for this initial thing to go through it, and then they'll probably leave the job or something like that. But I think they'll be there to do the initial exchanges. Now, the tellers, because I know a lot of tellers at different banks, because I have told them about them. They're young people and that, and they're going to be upset when they find out. Because they say, nope, I went and asked my manager, and he said it's BS or this or that. And yeah, okay, so now what's your manager going to say when he stopped you from making $1 million or $4 million with your money? So we'll see what happens.
But, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I do see some angry people.
Yes, and rightly so, because they've been told it was a scam for so many years. So I wonder how they're going to compensate for that, because they're going to have to compensate somehow. But anyway, it's just a thought. And, hey, this looks like it. We're here. I mean, how can we not be here if coins are going out and all those lower case? It just seems like, and the government seems to be real and really moving forward. This has got to be it, don't you think?
Well, I'm sure hoping it is, but yes, it does. I mean, again, we don't know the exact day and time. I know what the banking system is doing over here. I know what they're doing over there as far as appointing the people, and it's going to come down to a vote. We know that they're educating their people again. Even though the articles are arguing back and forth, it's education. It's telling them, they're putting the history of it out there, doing everything they need to do to prepare these people for the moment that it happens. So, yeah, it does look like sometime this month, you know, I don't care if it's tomorrow morning, it's Monday morning, it's next Wednesday morning, but sometime this month, it looked like we're finally going to be done with it.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, listen, thank you all so much for hanging in there with us. God bless both of you all for hanging in there to the end, enduring to the end, putting up with us. That's really a gift from the Lord to all of us. So thank you, thank you,
all right,
thank you.
Somebody at your front door.
Somebody at your front door.
That was mine.
Oh,
yeah,
that
was my
door. Sorry.
But anyway, thank you, man.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye bye. 347, you are on.
Hey, what's going on, Ray and Tony? How y'all doing, Mac, man?
Greetings.
All right. How you doing?
I don't know, man. This red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, then you know, make you feel like you got epilepsy sometimes. But, you know, it's this roller coaster ride. And, you know, even though we don't talk about politics on this call, you know, everything that's happening in Iraq, everything that's happening in that region is nothing but political. I mean, we waiting for people, people to get their cabinets together and all that stuff, and it all is surrounded by politics. So I always try to figure out why we can't talk about politics on this call when all they doing over there is politicking. So I need for you to just clarify that, because that's what we talk about on this call.
Here it is. This is why. We talk about politics in Iraq, because we're dealing with the Iraq currency and when it's going to revalue. That's why. We don't talk about U.S. politics, because we have Democrats, we have Republicans on this call, we have people who like Trump, people who don't like Trump, same thing that we had with Obama when he was there, and we're not having this call to have those kind of discussions arguing back and forth, something we can do nothing about. And we all, I'm sure, have opinions on it. But people would rather be getting the information for something that we all care about, which is the revaluation of the currency and the seating of their government. That's why we do that. Now, if I talk about what's going on in Iran, what's going on in Turkey, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, and I do, it's because it's something that's affecting Iraq when I talk about it. It's something that's affecting that region, which is affecting the currency that we're trying to get to.
Okay.
Okay.
Which brings me
that's
to my
we don't
next,
talk about.
Which brings me to my question. Right. How far you think the stock market is going to go down before the RV happens? And, well, we're gonna go with that right there. Because it done went down like over 200 points in the last 2 days. You have no
that's
idea.
That's right, but it's up 50 points today. And it's Friday.
Okay.
And the market's going to close in a couple hours. So it's going to close on the upswing. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it's not about China and Turkey. Unless that was decided 2 weeks ago, is not why the market was down the last 3 days. I mean, China and the USA, that you know, and some new sanctions or anything, that is not the reason for the market going down. But good.
All right, guys. Listen, thanks for all you do. You have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully,
right,
we'll be all talking about our projects come next week.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Right,
okay, 815. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, I was going to call and say a comment about the guys worrying about double dipping, and I thought, well, they're not going to be able to double dip because by the time when everything happens, there's nobody going to sell them that currency cheaper. It's going to be sold at the same price they can get it at. But like Tony says, you can wait until it goes up too, I guess. The second thing, question is, do you know of anybody that has been able to get through to work a bank? I got quite a few dinar over in the Orca Bank, and I have not been able to get a hold of them to even get a new password to look at my account in the last 6 months. Have you heard of anybody that's had any success with getting through to those people, and are they still in business, and what's going on with them?
Well, I don't even know if they're still there. Oh, you have?
I do have one or two members that have talked about hearing from Orca Bank, but I can't remember if it's been within 6 months or if it was more than 6 months ago. So they'll contact me because I'm sure they're listening to this call.
Yeah, I'd really like to find out if it's in the overall picture. It's not going to mean a hell of a lot with all the rest of the stuff I've got. So it's not the end of the world. It's a lot of money, but with the rest of the stuff we got going on here, it's really not going to be a big deal. But it just kind of irritates me that they were more than willing to accept my money, but they're not willing to even get back to me with a password. And I have gotten back. They've gotten back to me
okay.
in the past years quite easily with new passwords because they passwords only last about a year.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If those two members that I'm thinking of, if they're listening, and they'll contact me and let me know with the last time they've heard from Walker Bank, and I'll forward that information to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ray.
All right, sir.
Oh, by the way, this is not a cell phone.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's not a cell phone.
Oh.
It's my home phone.
Oh, okay. So I'll just call you and tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, and thanks for everything you guys are doing.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Have a great day.
740 area code. You are on. Are you on a speakerphone, 740?
Yes.
Okay.
How's
you can
that?
Bring your volume down. Okay. Good.
Okay. That's okay. You picked up the phone. That's okay. Yeah. Good morning.
I can't hear you now. I don't know what to do.
Turn your volume back.
Say
up.
Something.
Wait,
yeah.
Can wait,
you, yeah. Go back to your speakerphone and just turn the volume down. If you can do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you hear
me
now?
Can you hear? Yes, I
yes.
can.
Okay, you sound
okay,
good. Proceed.
I was just wondering how the government operates over there in Iraq with all these holidays they keep taking. Aren't they government holidays?
Yeah, and I think they're paid holidays.
They're national
it's
holidays.
It's like every month they have a 3-day holiday, if not sooner.
Yes, they do. Every month they have holidays. Sure do.
It's almost as regular as weekends, but I was wondering if they're doing that as a stall tactic.
No, they do that all the time.
No.
They've always done that?
Always. The last 10 years, they just make up a holiday.
Yep.
Well, no wonder they have so many poor people over there. There's nobody working.
Well, they're not working because there's no jobs. But anyway, so
yeah.
I guess having a holiday doesn't hurt when you're not going to work anyway, does it?
I guess. But what do you have to celebrate?
Well, you know, they have over a 50% unemployment rate over there. So the only ones that are celebrating are the 40% that have jobs. The rest of them are just another day, I guess.
And the other 10% must be government people.
No, the 40% was government people.
Oh, I see. They're the ones with jobs.
They're the ones with jobs. That's it.
Oh, that's incredible. I don't know how they can manage at all.
Well,
America's
the good thing is
running the show.
They're trying to change that right now. With this new government, the jobs, everything, that's what they're trying to change. They're trying to bring in private investment, give kids jobs, you know, change their lifestyle. So we'll see if it works.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear the bank stories. That sounds very exciting. About 2 years ago, I went to the local Chase Bank, which was only, the Chase Bank that they sent me to for a currency exchange was just a little box at the end of a strip mall. And I went in there and I asked the manager about currency exchange, and she says, let me see your currency. And I showed her the dinar, and she got irate. She said, "We will never deal with that kind of currency. That's a dangerous country." And I just smiled and walked out.
Okay.
Isn't it something how employees can make decisions for entire banks, nations on what they're going to do just because of their warped opinions? Because that's all it is, their warped opinions.
Well, they're letting other people make decisions for them, and unfounded. It's all unfounded. They just don't know what they're talking about.
That's
anyway,
right.
I'm glad to hear that we're at least seeing some good signs in the other banks.
Mm-hmm.
That's very positive.
Yes.
I was wondering how many calls after the exchange are you going to be doing?
Not as many before the exchange.
Praise God. Well, that was a good answer. Okay. So you figure maybe a handful?
Well, I don't know, you know, what kind of NDA we'll be under, if we are, and what we're able to do. But if we're not, I'm going to do one every now and then, see how everybody's doing, see what everybody's up to. Questions in the chat room will still be open and that. And then, you know, we'll work it out. We'll still stay in touch and share some business ideas and investment opportunities, things like that. That you guys bring, not that I bring, but that you guys bring. That you say, "Hey, I did this in my city, and everybody else may want to duplicate it in their city," or something.
Yeah,
I
guess I'll have to get a cell phone at that point, since the calls won't be regularly scheduled.
Yep,
good
get
idea.
A cell phone, but you'll be able to afford it too, right?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should be able to afford several million of them. What is the phone number I would call on a cell phone to get you or get the calls or get the updates?
You just call a race?
It's on the website.
It's on the website?
Yeah, TNTSuperFantastic.com. Okay. Down at the bottom where it says call info, click on that link. Another page pops up and it shows all of the access numbers for the TNT calls.
Okay.
But to get the call, how do you get notified of the call now?
Well, I dial in, and if it says there's no calls within the next 24 hours, I know that you're not having a call.
Oh, so you don't receive text
messages.
You
don't get Twitter,
yeah. And alerts.
No, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You
and
don't
the
have
other
a cell
day
phone.
When the, right.
Oh, okay.
So when the other day when the call was later, I just kept calling in, and I happened to call right as the call was starting, and I got in.
Do you have any friends
that,
have foreign currency that listen to the calls?
Nope. Nobody wants to believe me when I tell them that this is an opportunity. So
none of your friends are in. So you don't have anyone that could, like, let's say when we hang up and then Tony and I get some dynamite information and we tell everybody, get back on the call. You won't know to get back on because you don't have someone that could call you and say, hey, they're getting back on the call. Well, you need
right.
what I call a dinar buddy.
No, I don't have anything like that. I just have a son, and he doesn't always listen to your calls. He gets his information off the internet. Plus, he has connections with other people. Like, he knows
a
couple of people. That... Yes, he does.
And he won't subscribe to the service? You need to disown him.
He's a pretty busy guy, but he knows a doctor and another person that were called to go out to Vegas last week, and they ended up going out there for nothing, and then they told them to come this week, and I don't know if they went or not, but they may end up having to go three times before they get. Yeah.
Tell themselves to save some money and just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday while we're still here, just get on this call.
Right.
They could save the travel money.
Exactly.
But seriously speaking, though, but now your son has a cell phone, but he doesn't subscribe to the service. Ask him if he'll do it for you. And then when we send a text out, he can call you and say, hey, those TNT guys just sent a text message. Now, he doesn't have to listen to us if he doesn't want to, but see if he'll do that for you so that you can receive the alert.
That would be good.
And if not, then we'll pray for him and then try to find you a dinar buddy that will call you and let you know what's going on. You need to be connected because this thing is going to get, when it starts moving, it's going to move fast. And those who are not connected are going to fall by the wayside and just be victim to whatever is out there. And I really hate for that to happen to you. You want to really be connected.
Thank you.
So see if he'll do that. And if not, let us.
By the way, I don't have a computer either.
Oh, see, that's a double whammy. I'm really feeling sorry for you on this conversation. So, yes, hopefully your son will rise to the occasion. If not, we'll try to figure out some kind of way to help you. You don't need to be it's like you're out there in the dark right now without a flashlight.
Exactly.
We need to at least get you a flashlight.
I have to learn Braille. Okay.
Well, you can read in the dark with that. Yeah, that's true. You don't need a question.
All right.
I appreciate your help.
Good luck
and,
with that. Yes, ma'am.
You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
503 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning and good afternoon.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been a long time. Been a long time listener and deeply appreciated all the stuff that you guys do. I'm in state of Oregon, and we have some issues, it seems like, with the banks here. When I go in and talk with the Wells Fargo people to get a money manager or a wealth manager, most of the people here do not work for Wells Fargo. Is that a standard issue?
Most of their wealth managers don't. Most of Wells Fargo's wealth managers don't work for Wells Fargo.
That's what I am being informed. I've tried it several times. They have some money manager guys, but the wealth managers that handle multiple you know, in the millions of dollars. They are stockbrokers that are subcontracted to work with the Wells Fargos in my area. I live in the capital of Oregon. And I just wondered if you have run into that, and if I mean, I've tried to do my due diligence and homework, and that's what I keep running into.
Oh. No. It's the first time I ever heard of, you know, them subbing it out. Because where I'm at right now, they're in Wells Fargo building, they're Wells Fargo employees. So that's all I could tell you. But if that's how it is there, then I guess you have to go with that.
You might
well
be better off.
Well, we're all going to be better off, I think. But it's just the trying to work through the bank systems. I mean, I've been in this so long that, I mean, it was – I understand how the – all the talk about, yeah, that's an evil currency. It'll never be in this bank. I mean, I've gone through all that in this city. But the fact is, it's gotten a little better. This guy – I asked him if he had received any if he gets notifications and updates, and he was a bit skeptical, just said, yes, I have received some updates. I asked him about the IMF projects. He said that he said he has no information, has never been brought up to date with that through Wells Fargo. And he's a guy that deals with over $50 million accounts. So I just it was a little peculiar to me. I haven't heard this. I'm an avid listener to and follower of you guys for, like I say, for as long as Tony and Ray's been together. But so I just thought I'd bring that up and wonder if it's anything to worry about or any counsel to keep digging a little deeper with maybe some other banks in this area.
Well, I would definitely try other banks, but I don't think there's anything to worry about as far as with Wells Fargo. That's just how they're doing business here. Everybody still has to be licensed, have regulations, things right. That they're going to have to fall under. And you're still going to do your own due diligence when you go in there and research mm-hmm. them and decide this is the guy I want to work with or not. I mean, you know, somebody's texting me, telling me Citibank outsources theirs too. So, maybe the smaller banks do. Maybe the larger banks have somebody sitting in there. I have banks, and then they have other locations, which are just Wells Fargo Wealth Managers. And that's what the building says, Wells Fargo Wealth Managers. And that's where they're housed at. So I wouldn't be concerned. As far as the IMF and those things, we have the information. Hopefully after this happens, you know, we'll still be able to get calls and be able to help you guys with that. That's what I'll try to do and direct you on what questions to ask or what level you have to get to get involved in those projects. We would definitely, because I'm going to be getting involved in them myself. So I'll be doing the research to get into that, and I'll definitely pass that on to everybody.
Well, that would be greatly appreciated. The, you know, the depth of that kind of income is very, very rare, and it'd be great to be, you know, get on the ground floor of some of that.
Right.
So,
okay.
All right, gentlemen.
We'll
thank you very much. Appreciate all your effort.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Take care.
All right. All right. Goodbye.
805, you are on.
Hey, hello there, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now? I'm still
on
AT&T.
Hear me now?
I can't hear you. I'm on AT&T. I can't hear you. Go ahead.
good morning. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. On Wednesday, you talked to somebody about the IMF projects and the percentage of return. I was under the impression that if you did a $500 million investment with the IMF, that the rates could be as high as like 6 to 10% a month. Is that correct, or was I wrong? Because you said 10% a year, and it just kind of
Well, I said the banks have been set to offer up to 10% a year. IMF projects, platforms, things that I've been made aware of, even go above 10% a month.
Okay. That's what I thought you said. I'm just clarifying, just a clarification. And then the only other thing, just my little tidbit about the taxes. I mean, we're going to know on we're late into the year here in 2018, so we're going to know on January 1st, which is less than 90 days away, you know, what the taxes are going to be. So I'm sure not going to be investing all my money before January 1st. So anyway, that's just my little, you know,
okay.
2 cents worth.
Okay.
Do you agree?
That's good, and we should. No, I agree. Yeah. By then, they're going to have to give us some kind of guidance. Like I said, it's too many people. You know, 20 to 30 million is what the bank thing now. 30 million people have some level of foreign currency in this deal. They're going to have to give them something.
Yeah. And Ray, if you want to connect me with that lady that just called that needs a dinar buddy, I'd be happy to inform her. You got my number, so just if you want to, I'll do that. You guys do enough
for
me.
Are you safe?
I'd be glad to do that. Am I safe?
Are you safe?
No, but
I believe for 67 years I've been safe. Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the offer.
I haven't
confer
been
with her
yet. And I don't plan on double dipping. So
I'll confer with her and see if she needs it, and you'll be the first candidate.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for offering.
I forget where she's from, but you know where I'm from, 805. So, all right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
yes,
guys.
Sir. Thanks for the offer.
Appreciate it a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. And Ray, I got some other offers for her already, so you can choose from. Everybody's being very helpful.
337.
Which is good.
Okay.
337?
337, you're on.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. What I wanted to ask. First time caller, if you can't tell.
okay. Thank you for that.
I live in a little bitty podunk town in Arkansas. And I have a, you know, good supply of currency. So, problem is, there are no Wells Fargos. There's no Chases around. There's going to be a Bank of America. And they say that they won't exchange currency unless you already have an account. Is that true?
I did hear that years ago.
Okay. All right. And then my next question is this. I know that we have to make a call to the 800 number from within our region or whatever. And so if you wait... Or if you don't use the 800 number, can you, like, just drive to another area? And, like, can I drive to Dallas or something and just go to a bank? Or is that only if I'm going to call the 800 number?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you the 800 number.
Okay.
We're going to give you 78 banks that all across the U.S. that already exchange the Iraqi dinar right now today. And if the district rule applies, then if any of those banks are in your district, then you just go to them. If the district rule does not apply, then you go to any of the 80 banks that I give you. No, I don't know about the ZIM. This is just research we did on the dinar. Now, as far as the ZIM, you'll have to call. If, you know, whatever we give you the 800 number on, and then any other bank that exchanges foreign currency, you may have to do your own research and see what banks are accepting the ZIM. Now, if we know banks that are accepting it, we will share that with you.
But I can't just, like, if I know Wells Fargo is accepting ZIM, I can't just drive outside my district and go to a bank, a Wells Fargo, and exchange ZIM.
Yes, you can. You can do whatever you want to do. See if it works. I don't know if they're going to do it, but you can do it. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Here's the whole thing. We have people right now at banks that are telling their people, don't call the 800 number. Don't call that number. Just come see me. I'm going to do it. And I got people waiting right now at banks with some of my friends. I'm calling you 8 o'clock in the morning. Already got all your paperwork done. I'm set up doing that. Don't call that number. So we're telling you this is what they wanted to set up. But I don't know what might happen at the bank where you're at, Ray does. He gave you the rules already. This is the rules they want to live by. But go do whatever you need to do to get it done. Except
okay.
The only thing I would caution you on is going to Texas.
Well, I moved from Texas up here. That's why I still have a Wells Fargo account in Texas. But I'm up
in Arkansas.
But
you're going, if you go to Texas, you got to stand in line behind all those buses. So I guess
I'll just take it into a nice motel. Okay, I have one more question, please.
Okay.
I know that we've discussed about the payout structures. I know they haven't given you anything other than it's going to depend on the bank where you go. All right, so how
right.
are we, if we're assigned to a particular, say, let's say we're assigned to an exchange location, okay, how are we supposed to compare their offer on their payout structure versus another one that may be better? How do you shop that?
I don't know, and I don't know that they want you to. They want you to go where a bank who can handle your volume, and they're supposed to make you the best deal. So I don't know. They don't want you running from this Wells to that Wells because this one is bigger, because this one has less customers. See what this guy offered me, that guy offered me. They're supposed to offer you something that's so enticing that you accept it. That's all. What do you do?
Okay, even at an exchange center?
Exchange centers are just an extension of the bank. They're not something separate themselves. Just instead of having to line out the bank door or drawing attention at the bank, they put you in this building down the street where nobody knows what's going on. And, you know, it, computers hooked up to the bank, your accounts hooked up, there's no difference in that.
So my question then would be, like, if you say Wells Fargo doesn't have, I know I've checked with Wells Fargo, and they said, you know, because of banking regulations, you can only have banks in so many whatever states or whatever, that they're not in Arkansas. And so they're not going to put an exchange center here then, are they?
They probably will not, but I'm sure there will be somebody in Arkansas for you to exchange with.
Okay. Yeah. And then they will have the authority to, offer you a payout structure that's supposed to be enticing enough, as opposed to go ahead.
Right. They should. Now, if you don't like it or you're watching the forum and the board and everybody's come back seeing what their deal was and it's better than that, then don't do it. Go find somewhere else. So I'm not telling you have to accept it because you're sitting in there. Yeah.
So I may have to go to the one that the 800 number sends me to, and then I can opt out of that one if it doesn't compare to, say, whatever I've learned from a call or
that's
something.
That's right.
Then I can
absolutely
go to another bank?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I can choose to go somewhere else.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I need to go call the first time. I need to call the 800 number, find out where they're sending me, go to that appointment, and prior to that appointment, try and get some information from you guys about what the payout structures look like. And then
what's going
compare
on?
That to whatever I'm offered. Because I plan on waiting a few days, to go in. I know Ray has said, at least 24. I want to wait maybe 72 hours. And also, real quick, while I've got you, is the dong still expected to go up on Forex?
I think it will initially. I don't know how much. But again, these are new currencies, revaluing, hitting their rates. I think there'll be some excitement in them. And I know China's intention is to raise the dong up, yeah.
Okay, so it's possible then if I were to wait this 2 or 3 days that I could see a rise on the dong, on the regular rate. Now, one other question. is the dong structured payout the same as the ZIM as far as they're offering it, or is it a set payout, the dong?
The only structured payout that I'm aware of is the ZIM.
So they're going to pay out on the dong without it being
paid out on the dong, pay out on the dinar. Yep, that's my understanding.
Oh, cool.
How many
okay.
bricks do you own of the dong?
55.
Do you own any bricks? You own 55 bricks?
I guess it depends on what a brick is. I have 55
brick,
million.
Okay. A brick is 1,000 pieces of paper. Whatever the face amount is, if you have 1,000 of them, that's considered a brick. And if you don't have whole lot of bricks, then more than likely you won't have a structured payout for the dog.
Okay. So will they be giving out contract rates on that amount? Or is that, I mean, is that still a low amount or is that a high amount, 55 of them?
It's probably a higher amount.
So
but
can I
nothing beats a failure but a try, right? Huh?
So then it would be better for me to wait and see if it goes up on Forex.
No,
if you
I
don't
try
get the contract,
get the contract rate.
Yeah, try to get the contract rate first if there is one.
Okay, you said on the contract rate go in right away, and you said
yes.
If you're waiting on going Forex, you wait. So
right.
If
that's,
I wait,
that's right.
So I should wait a little bit of time and then go for the contract, and if that doesn't work, then
no,
do Forex.
No.
Right?
Wait no amount of time for the contract rate. You go on after that if it's there, because it's not going to wait for you. Now, if it's not there, you can always just go back home and say, well, now I'm going to wait on the Forex to drive it up.
And then I have to go back to that same 800 bank?
No, you can go wherever you want to.
Okay. So it's just that initial time when I call the 800 number that they may assign me a place. And if I don't like that, then I can go wherever I want.
Correct.
Yeah, they're doing it for expediency. To get everybody through, because they wanted to get everybody through in 10 days. That was the best way to do it, because you don't need to go. You got 55 million dinar. You don't need to go to the bank in the grocery store, okay, because they can't help you. And then you got to go to 2 or 3 different banks because everybody's saying, that's over my limit. It's over my limit. Call the 800 number, and they're going to tell you who can take care of your amount. That's the purpose of that number. And they'll be able to get people through immediately. Okay.
All right. I got you. Okay.
I'm
so glad that I got through. I've been praying. And
thank you.
I've been a long-time listener, but y'all are a blessing. I believe God put you in this position to help get this wealth transferred to his people. I really do. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. We reached the end of our segment here for Fantabulous Friday.
All right, guys. So all the news is good news. All the articles coming out, I'm getting a bunch of them right now that I haven't looked at, but I'm sure it's all good news. Talking about them putting their government together. Again, everything's about the 3-0 notes. The television is showing it. The articles are coming out. The banks already tell you are super excited for this weekend again. And again, they're all on the same page, which is what I like. People are planning something. It's a holiday weekend over there, whether it means anything or not. But all we can do is enjoy the weekend. And if something happens, we'll see you tomorrow. And if it doesn't, we'll see you Monday, one way or the other. So, and all we can do is hope the banks are finally right this time. Let's get it done and get it over with. But if not, we're still in October. The government will be by the 24th. We know they want this RV to take place prior to November, prior to the sanctions in Iran. for something else occurs in that region. I know that's what they're shooting for. So I'm just happy about that. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Enjoy yourselves, right?
All right, folks. It is Friday, and we're living for the weekend. Let's see if something exciting happens through the weekend. And as we have said before, don't rush on anything other than the contract rate. But if you're not chasing the contract rate, even if something happens this weekend, don't rush in. Let's just relax, relate, release. And let us compile some data and information so that when we move, we know we're going to get the best deal smoking. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Are you ready?
The rain will go away.
To walk into your season.
I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe.
It's already done.
It's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe.
Are you ready for your meal?
Family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive.
That if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Trust in Him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for that call any day.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.